Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message from our sponsor.
To be married in this house. I don't care how rich the Trents are, if they have to come all the way from Chicago again, or if they'd like me to be married in a mansion. I just want to be married from this house.
Do you, dear?
Mm-hmm, yes. You know, I've often thought how we'd fix it all up for a wedding, how we'd put a great big bell there between the windows and a lot of flowers, sort of an altar where Carter and I could kneel. And maybe I'd be married at sunset. You know how the sun pours through those windows at sunset.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I think it would be lovely to be married just at that time. Made in the afternoon. A summer afternoon when it's warm and sweet and you can smell the new mown hay outside and the sun pouring through the windows in a room full of flowers and... Oh, Mama, what's the matter? What are you crying about?
Nothing. I guess I'm crying because it's such a lovely picture.
Oh, Mama, darling. You don't mind my getting married, do you? I mean, it doesn't make you feel sad.
Oh, dear, no. Of course it doesn't. I'm happy for you. And I know how happy you are.
Oh, yes. I'm the happiest girl in the world. And the luckiest. And the most in love. Oh, that must be Carter now. I just wish I could tell him about his father coming here tomorrow. Then maybe he wouldn't be so upset about that newspaper story. Oh, Mom, I hope Carter's not too upset.
Carter is at the door. And as Peggy runs to let him in, she's excited. Because there's so much to tell Carter. About how the announcement of their engagement got into the Elmwood Free Press in spite of Pepper's effort to keep it out. And there's the excitement of the news she's promised not to tell Carter. Because of a promise she made to Mr. Trent's secretary, Peggy must keep secret the biggest news of all. That tomorrow, Carter's father and perhaps his mother are coming from Chicago to meet her. She opens the door, and there is Carter smiling down at her.
Carter.
Peggy, darling. I got here as fast as I could.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, Carter. You're not mad at me, are you?
Mad at you? Well, I couldn't be if I tried.
Oh. Mama's inside. She wants to say hello to you, too.
Now, let me hold you this way for a minute. No, Peggy. I don't know what was the matter with me. I was such a fool on the phone. Well, it's a wonder you'll speak to me.
Oh, darling, I know how upset you were when you heard about the newspaper. I know it was the one thing you hoped wouldn't happen.
Well, I did go up in the air about it, and I'm sorry. I know it wasn't your fault.
No, it wasn't my fault. But that doesn't make it any better.
Right after I phoned you, someone came in with a paper. So I'd have seen it even if you hadn't called me. And I'm glad you did. I'm glad I was prepared for it. Some spread, wasn't it?
It was awful.
Well, tell me, Peggy, how did it get in there?
Oh, Carter, it's the craziest story in the world. I mean, it's just unbelievable what happened.
Well, I want to hear about it.
Well, you see, when the reporter came here, the man by the name of Baker, you know, the same one that came out to see you.
Yes, I know him.
Well, I refused to talk to him. And Pepper was there, too, and Pepper helped me send him away.
Well, yes, you told me that.
Well, Pepper's feeling was that this man Baker had no right to write the article because he wouldn't understand the circumstances. But you see, Pepper, in Daddy's absence, sort of felt that perhaps a statement should be made to the paper. A nice, dignified statement.
Pepper thought so.
Yes. You see, well, he's sort of the man of the house when Daddy's away. And Carter, he really didn't know how you felt. After all, he had no way of knowing that your family was so opposed to publicity.
So Pepper's the one?
Yes, Carter. Pepper's the one. But he did it innocently. I mean, he did it without knowing how your family felt or even how you felt. All he knew was that he didn't like this reporter handling the story, and he was afraid somebody else would get a hold of it and make a hash out of it, so he went right down to the newspaper office.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm, and he told Mr. Goodwin, the editor, all about it. He told him all about me, and, well, he didn't say much about you. All that stuff they put in there, they must have dug out themselves. They must have found it somewhere.
But I can't see why Pepper would want to give out a story like that.
Well, he wasn't really giving out a story, Carter. He was just giving out a social item that so that it would be given correctly. So that it wouldn't be messed up by the reporters. Only they did mess it up.
But couldn't the story have been killed?
Carter, you've no idea how Pepper and Mama and everybody tried to kill it. You see, when Pepper came home and told Mama that he'd written the story, that he'd put it in the paper himself so that it would be right, Mama told him that it must be stopped right away because she knew how you felt.
Well, then what happened?
Well, first Mama tried to stop it. She tried to get a hold of the editor right away, but she couldn't. And then Pepper tried to stop it. He went right down there and saw the man, the night editor or whoever it was, and assured him that the story wouldn't appear. So Pepper came home positive that he'd killed it. But this morning, there it was.
And I'll say it was.
Carter, you don't know how badly Pepper feels about all this. How perfectly awful we all feel. I mean, to think that a member of my own family was the one who gave it out to the paper. Particularly Pepper, who never would have done it in a million years if he'd known.
Well, darling, don't worry about it anymore. I guess we're over the crisis anyhow.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, the first thing I did when you told me about it was to call Chicago. To call Dad.
We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Carter has just told Peggy that he called his father in Chicago.
You called your father?
Well, double quick. I told him that while the substance of the story was true, you and I were both terribly sorry it had leaked out.
Oh, I'm glad you told him that.
Good evening, Carter.
Good evening, Mrs. Young.
Carter, you have no idea how terrible we feel. But I guess Peggy's told you.
I certainly have, Mom. I haven't done anything else but tell him since he got here.
And I've been telling Peggy that I managed to get hold of my dad just as soon as I read the article. I told him it was true about Peggy, that Peggy and I were engaged, and that I was in love with her, and that, well, all the rest of it.
But he knew that you were very fond of Peggy.
Oh, yes. Well, I've done nothing but write about her. But I hadn't told him about our being engaged. I wanted to take Peggy out there and just let them fall in love with her themselves.
And your father, Carter, what did he say?
I never expected him to react the way he did.
You mean he wasn't too angry?
Well, I couldn't tell whether he was or not. He just said, well, I'd rather you told me about it, Carter, before I saw it in the papers. It's in all the Chicago papers, you know.
Well, what else did your father say?
Well, he said that he'd like to have me come and talk to him about it. And I told him we were going to fly out the end of next week, and that I intended to tell him and Mother the whole thing. I guess I went into a rave about Peggy.
Oh, Carter.
Anyway, Dad seemed to be pacified. He seemed to understand that the publicity was bound to happen, as far as I could tell, he was pretty calm about the whole thing. Well, at least he took it a lot better than I expected him to.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes, and I'm glad, too.
Well, you never know how these things are going to hit somebody like Dad. He didn't say much of anything except that he'd be glad to see me when I got out there. Oh, and he'd be glad to see you, too, Peggy.
Carter, did your father say anything about, well, how your mother felt?
No, not much. He said she was surprised, naturally, and had no idea from my letters I was considering such a serious step.
I see.
Oh, but you've got to consider a serious step sometime. I told him he couldn't expect me to go along forever and not fall in love. And I told him that I'd managed to fall in love with the most beautiful, the most adorable, the most attractive...
Carter, darling, stop it.
Stop it. I haven't even started.
Well, I'm going to run upstairs and leave you two. Good night, Carter. I'm so glad you came over here and reassured Peggy. She's really been awfully worried about it.
Well, I don't think there's a thing to worry about. Not so long as Dad took it the way he did. I was certainly afraid, though, before I got him on the phone, that he might try and break it up. You know, might try to do something to, well, separate us, you know? He's a pretty powerful man when he swings into action. But I guess this time, when he read the account of you, Peggy, And when I told him all I did about you, he realized he was darn lucky to get a daughter-in-law like you in the family.
Oh.
You see, if he hadn't realized that, he wouldn't just sit back and wait for me to take you to Chicago. He'd start right out and do something himself.
Oh? Like what?
Well, I don't know. Like coming here and trying to break it up somehow. But he's not. He's waiting to see you in Chicago. And once he does see you, Peggy, he'll be crazy about you. I know he will.
Carter plans for the time when his father will meet Peggy. Carter doesn't know, as Peggy does, that that important meeting will take place much sooner than he suspects. Now, this word from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow for Pepper Young's Family. Lee Stevens speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio. Thank you.